We are having a conversation this morning with the Chester County Administrator. Brian Hester joins us, and he apologized right off the bat that he is dressed more casual today, but there is a reason. And if this is your version of dressing casual, this still looks fancy.
Right.
Compared to other people when they dress casual.
Business casual.
This is way less than business. Normally, I'm in, you know, nicer. You know, as my role as county administrator.
Yeah, we've seen you before in your business attire. It looks great. But this is very professional business casual. So you hit the mark for sure. I should know. I'm the fashion police around these parts.
You are. I get called the fashion police in our office, too. So,
well,
obviously, I'm joking. I know nothing about fashion, but I try to act like I know what's
going on. I buy off mannequins. If it looks good on the mannequin, you can wear it, right?
Well, you kind of look like the mannequin. You're in shape, Brian.
That's safe. That's right.
All right. There is a reason why you're dressed more casual today, because this is an interesting program you have within Chester County.
Yeah. So one of the initiatives that I had when I started as county administrator was to get our leadership team and our staff really more engaged in the community. And how do you do that? And you do it through, number one, being in attendance at events. And just so I promote a lot of being involved in your community, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through attending events. But one of the things that I love for us as an organization to do is to give back to our community. And how do we do that? And volunteering is a great way. And so, you know, it's hard to ask people to work, 40, 60 hours a week, and then they have families. So what I do is every third Friday of the month, I allow our leadership team and any employee within the county that would like to volunteer. We go down to the Fort Lawn Community Center and help with the food pantry. And so what's important about that Friday is that's when they get their big trucks in from Greenville or Columbia that bring the food that gets distributed out tomorrow. And so it takes a crew to unload. And generally when you unload, you have to separate, and then we bag up and we try to prepackage it for all the different distribution sites. So it's just a great way for our people to get involved in our own community and see the need that's out there, because you can live in your bubbles and be very naive to what your community really is like and the need that people have. And I think it's opened our eyes. And so it's been a nice way for people to be able to even expand their engagement and community beyond what we do as a group. So we try to do that. We've been doing that now for about 5 months, and it's really been just kind of a blessing for us and the community.
And it's a great way for your own people to get to know each other if they're in different departments, mm-hmm. and to really come together as one body. I think that's amazing.
It is. And when we put the email out, we've got 12 people going today, so we're going to go I'm going straight from here, meet them over there, and we'll get to work. So then they always get to go to the wagon wheel after.
Oh.
So they love the wagon wheel.
That's always worth it.
It is a must-do attraction in Chester County.
No plug there.
That's all right.
Brian Hester is the county administrator for Chester County. Brian, the county wrapped up a series of comprehensive public input meetings, comprehensive mm-hmm. plan public input meetings. They went on for several weeks. Kind of, what were some of the feedback that you received, and where do you go from here? What does the next year or so look like with this feedback?
So this is really, every 5 years you need to update your comprehensive plan. And of course we hired a new planning director, and that is his first real task, is to update that comp plan. It's been very interesting. I've tried not to look at the data to this point because I want to see the compilation of all the data. And so, but it's unique because you kind of walk into this room, and we've had these 6 meetings throughout the county in different locations, and they've been very well attended. I was at one last night, they're very well attended. And there's boards everywhere, and citizens are given markers and sticky notes, and they go right on the boards. And so, while I do walk around and kind of review some of the comments, and they're all very positive, really, I want to wait and see what it all looks like when it comes together. So I try not. But what's great is a lot of our directors and our leadership staff go to those meetings as well. And it's a great time to just interact and hear some things. I always hear different things I didn't know, things that I didn't know were maybe important to that part of the community And it can be as simple as their own, their park that they have in that part of the community that, hey, we changed the sign out, but they used to have a sign that they could put birthdays up on. Now the new sign doesn't allow for, you know, them to put people in the community's birthdays up. Well, I didn't know that, you know, we can fix that, right? So it's just really been a good way to kind of enter, get a little bit closer down in the weeds with the community, but I can't wait to see what the data comes back. And then there's a whole process from there. We'll start doing workshops monthly. And that's what I explained to those groups. This is not for show. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's not just, hey, come out and we're doing the community portion of this. Everything we are doing from here on out is public, and it's all going to be very transparent. So the data we compile will be presented to the Planning Commission. It'll be presented to council members. And they're welcome. All those members from the community can be part of those meetings as well. And so I think it's a great process, and one that's going to really allow us to go to the next step, which will be our zoning ordinance updates as well. So, but by the way, at some of those meetings, guess who I met?
Who?
Your parents.
Shocker.
Leon and Trina McFadden.
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm glad that they showed up.
Yeah.
And what wonderful people. Oh, well. And so they have very good things to say about me, which I really like them for that. So.
Promote the positive. That always helps. Well, of course, you know, they live in Fort Lawn. That's yes. where we're born and raised. And, you know, we're very protective, as everyone is, where you're from, right? Where you live and where you do life. And we live near the Wagon Wheel, FYI, about 7 minutes. So if you ever want to swing by and see them, I know they would appreciate it. But you're giving people a chance to voice what they want to see the future of Chester County to look like. And I think you really did a really nice point or explain. You would think county officials, most people would say, well, why don't you know this? But the county is big, no matter if it's Chester, York, or Lancaster. And sometimes you're working on this project and it gives you an opportunity to hear from other points of view. And to your point, if the biggest thing happening for a community is they want the birthday board to be updated so everyone in the community knows that XYZ is having a birthday, then that's great quality of life.
That's right.
And that's
right.
Really good. That's right. What's the timeline real quick on getting this to where people can see this, like all the results?
So it'll be January. We're going to now is just kind of putting that data together and getting our presentations ready for Planning Commission. So we should have a workshop sometime in that January timeframe for Planning Commission and then Council where that data will be presented.
Perfect. All right. Brian Hester, again, is the Chester County Administrator.